USA Radio News.
Now, how ridiculous. We're the only country in the world where a person comes in, has a baby, and the baby is essentially a citizen of the United States for 85 years with all of those benefits. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And it has to end.
President Trump, in an exclusive interview with the political website Axios, the president talking about signing an executive order to end birthright citizenship. Today, President Trump and the First Lady are traveling to Pittsburgh to pay their respects to the victims that died Saturday in the synagogue shooting. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise joined Fox News and said it's good to see the president heading to Pittsburgh.
I'm glad that the president is going down. I think it's an important display that he goes down there to show that we're all Americans in these kind of tragedies and we're going to stand with each other.
Apple unveiled a new lineup of Macs, iPads, including an upgraded MacBook Air, Mac Mini, and larger iPad. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Reports are that an Indonesian jetliner that crashed early Monday was having problems during its previous flight. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The plane was almost new, the two-month-old Boeing 737 MAX 8 jet plunging into the Java Sea just 13 minutes after it took off from Jakarta, heading for an island off Sumatra. Its pilot had requested clearance to return to the airport just a couple of minutes after the takeoff, indicating a problem, though the exact cause was uncertain. Two passengers on the plane's previous flight from Bali to Jakarta on Sunday described issues that had caused them some alarm. One told TV1 the plane dropped suddenly several times in the first few minutes of that flight, and it caused some passengers to get sick. Another said the jet's takeoff on that earlier flight was delayed because the crew said there was some type of technical problem. A team from Boeing is assisting with the investigation into why the aircraft crashed.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, but do it now.
The Pentagon announced they are sending over 5,000 troops to the U.S.-Mexico border. The troops will be helping to build fencing, assist Border Patrol agents in hotspots, and provide support as the government braces for the migrant caravan heading towards the United States. I had a chance to chat with retired U.S. Army General Stanley McChrystal. He also has a new book out titled Leaders, Myth and Reality, and I asked him about the president sending troops to the border.
Whenever you use the U.S. military, there is a practical side of it, and then there is a symbolic part of it. You know, they announce, we're sending 5,000 troops to the border. It almost sounds like we're going to relieve the Alamo or we're going to defend the borderline. And if that's what we're going to do and we're going to shoot the migrants when they come, then that's one sort of mental picture people get. If we're going to go build tents and be an orderly way to deal with this, that's very different. But you can use announcements to say, I am sending the military there and therefore I'm doing a strong, decisive thing. And so to use our military in something like that always carries great risks of symbolizing something we don't want our nation or our military to be. So I would urge real caution here. I would urge, you know, we've got some time before the convoy gets here. We've got to decide how we want this to play out. It's a chance for the United States to show our values in very overt way.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.